patient's first name is E-D-U-A-R-D-O, last name S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, date of birth 052508, date of encounter 072224, history of present illness is a 16-year-old male, presents with his mother, complaining of left big toe, possible infection. He is well known to the clinic. He did have initial lateral and medial edge of the toenail removed and placed on antibiotics, and then a week later took off the entire toenail and put on additional antibiotics. And now approximately 1 month later, the toenail has come back, except for the medial edge is going under the skin. However, it fell off and does have some swelling to it, and patient's concerned for an infection. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of alcohol or smoking or vaping. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is alert-oriented times three patient in no acute distress. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is clear. Breast sounds noted. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallops. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Extremities are non-tender with full range of motion. The skin exam does show first digit left foot, mild erythema, medial with no drainage. Medial edge is missing toenail. The rest of the toenail is benign. Capillary refills within 3 seconds. And next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment is skin infection, infected toenail plan. Due to multiple issues with the toenail and it not growing back appropriately, patient was advised to use silver sulfidine to deaden the nail bed so that a nail does not return, and he agreed. Silver nitrate was used. No bleeding was noted to the area. No pain was noted to the patient. And he will be discharged with Keflex for the infection, advised to follow up in 10 days if it still seems to be infected. Patient understood and was discharged in stable condition.